This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally secured the delegates needed during last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention, so he is now the official Democratic presidential nominee. Giving the keynote address at last night's edition of the four-night event was his wife, Dr. Jill Biden.
I know that if we entrust this nation to Joe, he will do for your family what he did for ours. Bring us together and make us whole.
Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will address the convention tonight, and Biden himself will accept the nomination tomorrow evening. Firefighters are battling a huge fire at a facility that makes and recycles plastic products in Grand Prairie, Texas. The fire started a few hours ago, and it's been seen from miles away. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With an update on concerns about the U.S. Postal Service, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said he's suspending some of the changes he's made to the Postal Service since he took office. DeJoy promised the USPS would be able to handle the expected increase of mail volume in the coming months as Americans receive and return mail-in ballots for the November election.
The post office is going to be fine. Your mail-in ballots are going to be fine.
It's unclear whether DeJoy's announcement means that collection boxes and mail sorting machines that are already removed will be returned to their original locations.
COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, following heart disease and cancer. The coronavirus now causing more deaths than diabetes and Alzheimer's, with an average of more than 1,000 fatalities a day recently. Dow futures are up, NASDAQ futures are down, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The World Health Organization is now encouraging people to get the flu shot, saying it may be more important than ever before. It says that's because immediately determining the difference between the flu and COVID-19 is difficult. There are an estimated billion annual flu cases around the globe each year, of which 3 to 5 million are considered severe. Though in most folks who don't have underlying health problems, it's certainly not as deadly as apparently COVID-19. Rhode Island was plugging one of its favorite foods and most popular products at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention.
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
A Rhode Island state representative there standing next to a giant plate of calamari as he spoke those words and then announced that while the restaurant and fishing industries in his state have been decimated by the pandemic, that famous appetizer is still available in all 50 states. And a dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South America and the Atlantic Ocean is growing, and NASA says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space space station. The astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the state's data collection service to lose a couple of hours' worth of data every month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. James Hurston is with us, yes. New York Times best-selling author and media analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How about you?
Hey, doing terrific. Got a big question here for you. This birther thing is flying around again, and I just can't believe that just because Donald Trump, you know, referenced an article that was presented last year when Kamala Harris was looking to run for president. It was like, okay, is she qualified? Is she a naturally born citizen, which the 14th Amendment speaks of, or is she claiming birthright citizenship? Why is that still hanging out there? And they want to seem to pin that tail on Donald Trump's donkey when all he did was, you know, bring it forth. It was actually brought forth by someone else in much the same way, lest we forget, it was Hillary Clinton that questioned the birthright or the eligibility of one Barack Obama. But the mainstream media, boy, they got that off of her and her campaign real quick and planted it on Donald Trump, and he's been blamed for it ever since.
No, that's true. And look, what it is, what we're seeing is a hysteria, pre-election hysteria by the left. We have a new report out of the Media Research Center that says that right now the establishment media, and this includes the non-primetime portion of Fox News, mm-hmm. are 150 times more negative. In other words, they report 150 times more negative news on Trump mm-hmm. than they do on Biden. Yeah. It almost sounds impossible. And we know Harvard in the past, I mean, they started from a level of 93% negative.
Exactly.
So what they're doing is they're moving from one either marginal, weird story. They're not covering basically anything that they think would undermine their narrative. And so if the anti-Trump stories, they glom onto them like mm-hmm. hungry piranhas.
Well, so James, even if his brother passes away, and they turn that into a hammer to beat him on the head. Are you kidding me?
Well, that would just, well, the Trump hate, you know, and what we call Trump derangement syndrome was so profound that people came out with these tweets on social media. And these are not just, you know, everyday users, Joe Sixpack, but these are supposed journalists saying, in essence, variations of the wrong Trump died. This is before Trump's younger brother, Robert, even had a funeral. Mm-hmm. It's just part of the combination of the craziness of an election year and the abject immorality of the Democrat Party and their allies in the media. So the Bertha thing is it's basically a diversionary tactic, but it also is something to try to bring back, is to be the reason they can bring up the Bertha story with Kamala Harris, is that then they can bring up, well, we know Donald Trump attacked the beloved ex-president Barack Obama this same way. And that's in the headlines. And so this is something just part of this amazing pattern of attacking that we've seen going all the way back to when he first rode the escalator.
Right.
This guy who was friends with Jesse Jackson, who was the subject of numerous hip-hop and rap lyrics, who was invited and given Rainbow Coalition Awards. This man who has grandchildren who are Jewish, this guy is called a bigot, an anti-Semite, a racist, each and every day, all over the social media. And if they can find a way to hook it in on the media, and of course a white supremacist, you know, so it's just, and the reason they're hysterical is because many of these more sophisticated members of the mainstream media realize that these polls are meaningless, that it's not really, it's different than a silent majority, it's a silenced majority.
Exactly, exactly. I like that term.
And
you're right.
So, you know, and so as the battleground states tighten, as far as the people that want to get rid of Trump, which are the elites, they're too close for comfort, and they're going to grab on anything they can.
Well, because they know they've got a candidacy of, you know, the presidential candidate that they have for the Democratic Party is locked down in a bunker. He's hard pressed to complete a sentence. I mean, come on, James, if that was your horse that you had in the race, I'd be nervous.
Yeah, it's a Trojan horse, hollow inside and ready. And it's a little different than the one in mythology where soldiers were hidden inside. Mm-hmm. This one is more like a marionette horse.
Yes.
That other people are going to puppeteer. But I was going to mention to you, you know, it's almost like, it seems like eons ago, but a few weeks ago, every single outlet was trumpeting this story about bounties, about Iran paying bounties to the murder of U.S. personnel and troops. That story was total bunk. And it was proven so. And the president said it. But what does the media do? As soon as they're exposed as the story is fake, they move on to another one and ignore the previous falsehood.
Of course.
I mean, that's the definition of what the president calls fake news.
Mm-hmm.
They're not only fake because their content is false, they're fake because they will never acknowledge it. Otherwise, Rachel Maddow would be apologizing for months, since her program is built on lies.
Yes.
But, man, they're bringing back, this is how desperate they are, they're bringing back Russia.
Yeah.
They're bringing back the Russia collusion. Who do they send out? Eric Swalwell,
yes,
he of the Passing Gas fame. So what is he doing now instead of, pull my finger? So Eric Swalwell claims that the Senate committee, Ron Johnson's committee, looking into the legitimate corruption of Joe Biden's family in the Ukraine, they say, oh, they're basically following Putin's dictates, that it's Russian disinformation. And they think that the American people are going to fall for that again. So they're, you see, they can inoculate Kamala Harris by pretending that she's African American and saying she is a woman of color, but she's not African American, but they pretend that she is.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, if you attack her, you're racist.
Exactly.
But with Joe, you can't do the race card or bigot card. So what they're doing now is the Russia card. If you attack Joe, you're doing the bidding of Putin's Russia.
Exactly.
And it's incredible.
Well, you know, they're excellent at projection, and we've got to go to a quick break, and we've got more from the legal analyst, James Herson, after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for with a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent, just way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. James Hurston continues with us. James, we were talking about in this first segment is that, look, at the Democrats are black belts in projection. It just reminds me, remember when you were little kids, you know, the answer was, well, I know I am, but so are you. I mean, Swalwell is like one of those bratty little kids when he says things. And you know, between him and Schiff, it's like, it's nauseating. I mean, I'm so far over it. I don't want to see these guys. They don't have a grip of reality, James. I mean, here we're listening to people that cannot tell the difference between a male and female. And we're going to continue to let them speak into our lives. I mean, they are so disconnected from reality that it's sad and it's pathetic. And even worse yet, we're paying them, we're paying them with the good people's hardworking money to have in this office and to hear what comes out of their mouths that is just so immoral and debasing and untrue and has nothing to do with unifying this country.
Oh, it's so far away from that. Yes, the disconnect. The disconnect from reality. How could it be that Democrat elected leaders will stand there and defend these selective lockdowns, these arbitrary mask mandates? They're using public health as a pretext. How can they defend when they allow, facilitate, and even cheer criminal, insurrectionist, and terrorist acts? How can they defend erasing our national history, heritage, and identity in order to fit this crazy far-left narrative that is false and doesn't work? And the answer is that these are craven, immoral people who are in the grips of power lust. Mm-hmm. And they want that power so bad that they are willing to do anything, and that they have the perfect team to run. Joe Biden, a blank slate, you know, with Kamala at her side, at his side, who they always say the vice president is a heartbeat away, and she's just a few brain cells away. And we know Kamala very well out here in the Golden State. Mm-hmm. Kamala is a selective partisan prosecutor. She uses government power in an authoritative way or herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Willie Brown mentored her well, James.
Yes, yeah, he did. And that, of course, brings up the way she got her start in politics here. Her nickname was Heels Up. So I, you know, without going into that.
Yes.
But the fact is, there's a shamelessness that is so offensive. And it's offensive to the majority of Americans. There's no poll being taken on what I just talked about. There's
right.
No poll being taken of the American people. And if there were, they wouldn't answer honestly. But they're going to answer honestly on November 3rd. And the big question is, are we going to have enough legitimacy in the election to actually have a decision? Or are the Democrats going to succeed in throwing our entire system into chaos?
Mm. That's what they did in 2016. You're going to tell me they're not going to do it in 2020? President Trump wins by a landslide. They're going to blame mail-in voting. They've set the stage, James. There's so many cats out there that they've thrown out in the arena that can be distractions and be good excuses for them, because they are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on this socialism agenda, and the hard left is taking, as they say, very clearly, unashamedly, that they know that both Harris and Biden are very malleable, and they're going to move in their direction. Well, it's not like Harris has to be very malleable, because, clearly the evidence shows that she is the most radical leftist senator in Congress right now. So, you know, there's no big leap for her. It's just, hey, they've secured her in that position to make sure that Joe Biden behaves himself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, as we started this segment, we were talking about the way they glom on to certain issues. And I say they, it's the Democrat Party and their friends in the media. And one of the latest ones, in addition to the Bertha one you mentioned, is the post office. And now all of a sudden, all the Hollywood idiots are on their social media accounts wringing their hands about the demise of the U.S. postal system. I can't get my letters. They even got Taylor Swift out there talking about the president's attacking our post office. And Donald Trump is getting leverage. He's been negotiating them for the good of our country, negotiating with them for the good of our country to try to get something passed. He had to resort to executive orders. But now every single publication is claiming that Donald Trump is trying to hurt the post office, quote, to rig the election. Mm-hmm. So you remember you talked about projection.
Yes.
As the Democrats conspire, as the Democrats and their allies orchestrate riots and looting and criminality and insurrectionism and terrorism, as the Democrats set up the biggest fraud scheme in the history of the world, electoral fraud, what do? They orchestrate a PR campaign projecting and accusing the president of the United States of doing what they're doing.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, that's rich is that, you know, talk to the Postmaster General, and he says, we got money till 2021. It's not like we're out of money. I mean, we don't like the trajectory, so we've got money. We can move forward. People are not going to not get their medications. Social Security checks are going to arrive on time. It's just this whole mail-in voting thing, this scam the Democrats want to perpetrate on us, and it comes with warning and also some evidence. Even Seattle's, you know, which has kind of been the poster child of mail-in voting, they admitted it takes 5 to 10 years to get where they are. I mean, it wasn't something they did overnight. I mean, New Jersey tried it, and you know, they ran into some serious problems. But the governor there is hard pressed. He, you know, he takes the bad news of what how ineffective they were, and he goes, "Oh yeah, that just told us where we were ineffective." I mean, but you're going to experiment in the middle of this, you know, critical election weeks away, and you're going to try to do mail-in voting? This would be a disaster.
No, and it's the easiest fraud pattern, and the Postal Workers Union has endorsed Biden, and it's very clear who they favor, and it's so easy to see from where the letter is postmarked what it's likely, what the vote is likely to be. That's what we do on Election Eve. We look at the various locations and know which are red and which are blue. It's completely ridiculous, the idea of universal mail-in voting. It's the end of the thing that the Democrats hold up on a pedestal. End of democracy.
Yeah, right.
End of representative
and
democracy.
And the fact that every vote should count. Well, James, you know, and you've written your current commentary about culture's politics in quoting Andrew Breitbart, who said politics is downstream from culture. Well, I'll tell you, our culture is in such disarray that, you know, on the surface, if you listen to what the Democrats and the talking heads of the mainstream media would indicate, boy, we're to hell in a handbasket as far as our culture is concerned. And if our culture is to hell in a handbasket, then what's the future of our politics?
Well, that's right. And the problem is that now things are kind of flipping. That's why I said that, you know, it's not downstream anymore. Culture is politics. Politics is culture. Because what has happened, that's what this erasure of history is all about.
And we're out of time, and of course you and I will continue this conversation on behalf of the American people who still believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. James Herson right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster, so a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open-source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first-of-its-kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally secured the delegates needed during last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention, so he's now the official Democratic presidential nominee. Giving the keynote address at last night's edition of the four-night event was his wife, Dr. Jill Biden.
I know that if we entrust this nation to Joe, he will do for your family what he did for ours. Bring us together and make us whole.
Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will address the convention tonight, and Biden himself will accept the nomination tomorrow evening. Firefighters are battling a huge fire at a facility that makes and recycles plastic products in Grand Prairie, Texas. The fire started a few hours ago, and it's been seen from miles away. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
All I got to say about this Dan State Convention is that it really is reminding us of how bad it was under Obama and Biden. Is it not? I mean, to hear them talk, I mean, it's Jenny Beth, I got to bring you on right away because... Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. I got to bring you on right away to get you your understanding on this, because I'm thinking, what did I miss here? Because to hear them talk, they were talking as if, you know, like John Kerry, that everything in their foreign policy plan was fantastic, that they stopped Iran from going nuclear. They didn't stop them. They gave them a pathway. I mean, it was one sighting after another where you're going, wait a minute, that's not the way I remember it, but in front of God and everybody, they're trying to rewrite history. What is going on?
It's like it's bizarro world. Yeah. It's the way that they seem to think about what they did and what President Obama did is completely different than the way that we see it. And the fact is, the results are different too. And they're going to do the best that they can to point to the coronavirus and say the coronavirus is an example of why President Trump is not a good president. And I think that is ridiculous, and I hope that most Americans can see through that. What we know about President Trump is that we had the best economy that we had ever had. He opened up more opportunities across every single demographic than any president in my adult lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And if we elect Joe Biden, we are going to go back to that stagnant, stale economic growth that we had with Obama, or worse, the kind of life and oppressive government actions that we're seeing right now in state and local governments around the country because of coronavirus. It is a bizarre thing. And I also thought one thing last night that I found, for me, it was very difficult to watch one particular part. They were in a library at a school, and then Joe Biden was in a classroom in a school.
Mm-hmm.
My children were in school, and now the school has closed back down, and we're trying to get it reopened again. But there are parents around this country, and there are children and students, youth, young adults who want to get back in school. And the schools are not open, and there are local governments and state governments and teachers' unions who are standing in the way. And then there are some places, pockets of the country, where they're trying to get schools back open. And I just thought that in the way that they were saying, well, here we are, we're in a classroom, all that I could think as a mom who wants her child to have an education right now, today,
exactly,
is how dare these people sit in a classroom, and they're in a classroom, but our children cannot be in a classroom. I was offended by that.
And I don't blame you, and I agree with you. And again, it's, did the people really understand? I mean, and I keep hearing about how the Democrats want to bash Donald Trump for COVID. Have you heard any of their ideas that would lead you to believe that they could handle COVID better than this president?
No, I have not. I guess that we can look at what happened in New York, and Governor Cuomo claims a complete and total victory there, and yet they had the highest death rate of any area in the country, and they would, because it happened early there. So I can cut some grace to Governor Cuomo, but the way that they handled nursing homes in New York, after knowing what we knew happened in Seattle and the nursing home in Seattle, I can't see why would anyone want that kind of leadership that Cuomo gave to his people, and the way that he treated sick people and the people in nursing homes. He didn't learn quickly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that maybe you don't learn every lesson because you're dealing with something that is new, but it was pretty obvious from the very first major outbreak in our country, which happened in Seattle, Washington, or outside of Seattle, nursing homes were at risk. So
exactly.
I guess that the differences they've shown is that they could not learn quickly, and that more people would die as a result of that.
Well, they sure want to blame Donald Trump and claim that he didn't act quick enough. But look what happened. I mean, we're finding out from Associated Press that the numbers in the nursing home deaths that Governor Cuomo has been giving us have been cooked. The numbers have been cooked. I mean, they're saying 11 million. He says maybe 5-6 million, but we find out that they only counted the people who died in the nursing homes, not that were transported from the nursing homes to the hospitals and subsequently died in the hospital. Those bodies didn't count. Those lives didn't count. And so now we're looking at numbers of $11 million brought to you by the governor of New York, who's running a victory lap here. And the other thing, Jenny Beth, which drives me nuts, is the president, when he realized the danger, shut down flights into the West Coast. He shut all flights down from China. Everybody, oh, he's a xenophobe, and they just went absolutely nuts. Now, you tell me, somebody with some modicum of reason and concern for his people, if he didn't realize that the West Coast was in danger, what did he think was going to come in by way of the East Coast? And he left the borders. I mean, they jumped on Trump because of political reason, and they left the East Coast vulnerable. And where was the next entry point into the country, a major attack point of this virus, but the East Coast and New York City? And Trump is the bad guy. Give me a break.
Right. That is exactly right. And he's not the bad guy. And we have handled this virus, I think that the way that the president has handled the virus, of course, there are always lessons that can be learned. Mm-hmm. I think that the way he's handled it and the way that he has given control to state and local governments to make decisions has been a good way to handle it rather than a one-size-fits-all policy and approach for the entire country. And well, also, it's given us as citizens the opportunity to say, hey, it's working here. Like, it's worked in places like Georgia and Florida, and it's not working so great in other places. And
but Jenny Beth,
and compete
there's a,
against one another.
Exactly, but there's a clear delineation here, and that is the policies of the blue states versus the red states. Who's doing better, you know, at a local level? I mean, these are 50 experiment centers, you know, that are right before us that we can gain some understanding. And, of course, this is all getting lost in the body politic and the political conversation. But the reality is, are the red states are doing better for their people than the blue states?
That is correct. It really is the very accurate that the red states are doing better. And I can tell you that the people in the red states are a little bit more at ease than the people in the blue states. I'm traveling around the country, and I think that people are still very afraid, very, very afraid of the virus. So I don't discount that. But I've traveled around the country to several different places, and I can tell you that in Georgia, people are seem to be much more at ease than in other parts of the country that are more oppressive.
Well, let me give you an idea of the blue state mentality brought to you by AOC. This is a tweet she put out that was, they want to pull back on it really quick. She tweets, "It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency." What more do you need to know?
There's really not much more at all to need to know. It is selfish and it is hurtful to the business owners, to the employees, to the people who depend on those salaries, to their children who need their parents working so that they can have food on their table. It's one of the most selfish things I can think of.
I don't even know, Jenny Beth, how a John Kasich or other Republicans who are crossing over to the Democrats to support Joe Biden. I mean, after all they're hearing and seeing, I don't know what keeps them nailed down to that position. They should run, not walk away from that position. And we've got 4 seconds left, so thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Perkins here for your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans, tip of the day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52%. 0.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And boy, we've got some exciting news for you. For the first time ever, Sight and Sound Theaters, you know, one of my favorite places, and we've talked and bragged about them so often. Well, they're bringing a live televised show to the world. After 3 years in development, the spectacular brand new stage production, Queen Esther, which was originally set to premiere in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, back in March of this year. But the world came to a screeching halt, as we all know, and like many others, Sight and Sound went dark. Over 200 shows were canceled, with more than a 500,000 ticket holders unable to experience the show. But now, for one night only, Esther's timely story will come to life like never before in a special worldwide pay-per-view live event available exclusively on Sight and Sound's brand new streaming channel called Sight and Sound TV. Makes sense, right? Well, here with us to tell us more about it is Katie Miller. Katie is the corporate communications manager. And Katie, always great to be talking to you. See, we don't necessarily have to be at a convention in Nashville or Los Angeles to get together. It's nice to get together even on the phone to talk about especially this great news.
It is. And right before I walked into my office to talk to you, someone said, hey, have fun with Bill. I said, I always have fun with Bill. This is one of my favorite interviews ever to do. So thank you so much for having me again.
Well, the team has put together just an incredible option here. So tell us all about this this new streaming Sight and Sound TV channel.
Yeah, well, we are just so excited. You know, this has been an incredibly challenging year. I know not just for us. It has been challenging for everybody in so many different ways. But for us, we were already kind of going down a trajectory over the last couple of years, as you know, we've been talking about it, of continuing to feel God calling us towards expanding our ministry and extending it beyond our two locations, because we know that not everyone can come visit us in person. And so we've been doing things like filming shows and releasing them on DVD or taking them into movie theaters with partnerships with Fathom Events. And we started like last year sometime saying, hey, like what's going to be the next step for us? We're not really sure what it is. Mm-hmm. And then when everything closed this year and we were not able to have anybody coming to our two locations, it really kind of presented this opportunity to be creative yet again and say, okay, how are we going to continue to provide the Sight and Sound experience to bring the Bible to life in this, hopefully not long-term normal, but this new normal that we're experiencing right now of just physical distancing and limited crowds and people not traveling the way that they were even just a couple of months ago. And so through many steps and a lot of prayer and miracles that I wish I had time to tell you all about, we launched 2 weeks ago Sight and Sound TV, which is a subscription-based, although it's free, it's a free subscription-based online streaming platform with a lot of free content and then some pay-per-view options as well of our full-length show titles.
Mm-hmm. So how can we access the Sight and Sound TV channel?
Yeah, so you can go directly there by going to sight-sound.tv, and everything that you need to know for both the live broadcast of Queen Esther and also just checking out our other titles is right there on the homepage for you.
Oh, very cool. And right now it is absolutely free. But Queen Esther, of course, this is going to be a pay-per-view. And, you know, Katie, what I see happening is that there are a lot of house party around. And I think that this event really lends itself. You know, we're not talking, you know, particularly in California, getting the governor too nervous because you got too many people in a room. But, yes, appropriately socially distanced right now as we continue to deal with COVID-19. But I think it really lends an opportunity because when you can share the experience with friends, Bible study groups, neighbors, whatever, I mean, because this story especially is quite a ministerial outreach, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. And that's one of the things that I think has been the hardest on us this year is that there's, you know, two primary things that we exist to do, and that is bring the Bible to life through Bible stories on stage and then bring people together to experience those Bible stories. And so our inability to bring people together in the way that we typically would has been really hard because it's a big part of just who we are, who God has created us to be as a ministry. And we're so excited to be working with so many different churches that have been reaching out, middle school, you know, high school, youth groups that are reaching out and saying, hey, we are still not able to gather in person, but what we are doing is we are buying, you know, codes, purchasing codes so that our youth group can be watching on at home. And then we're going to do Zoom Bible studies afterwards to talk about Queen Esther's life and Queen Esther's story. And so knowing that this is still happening, that this is still a way that people are using the Sight and Sound experience to connect and be together, is probably one of the things that we're most excited about. And if we were going to handpick a story for this season, we could not have handpicked it any better than the story of Queen Esther. Last week, we actually did open our Lancaster Theater for the first time this year to extremely limited crowds. There's only a few people in the theater, but there's still people there. And watching the show again for the first time since rehearsals all the way back in early March, I leaned over to one of my coworkers and I said, you know, I feel like if we would have sat down this summer and quickly wrote a show for this year specifically, we could not have written this show better. Like, it's amazing to me that our show writers and producers 3 years ago when they were writing this show wrote it not knowing what this year would be, and yet here we are. Because Esther's entire life was one of uncertainty. It was chaos. It was fear. It was, her whole world was turned upside down, and yet she chose courageous faith and saw the faithfulness of God. And that is the message that shines through the entirety of the story of Queen Esther.
Okay, the last time we were together, Josh was with us, Josh Enck, the Sight and Sound Chief Creative Officer, and we didn't get in much detail, but I'd be curious to hear your concept, or at least your understanding, because it's one thing to have a physical building, a place, and a stage to do this, but yet it's another challenge when you have to film it for television, right?
Yes. And in this case, it's going to be truly live that Friday night. And so we've never done that before. We've filmed things. You know, it's one thing to have cameras in the theater and you can take a couple of days and get the best shots and then take months to edit and make sure the audio is all perfect. But this is truly the actual live show being broadcast. And for us, that's part of the fun of being able to bring people together, knowing that all across the country, people are going to be experiencing this at the exact same time. And And part of what makes live theater so exciting is knowing that it's unfolding directly in front of you, like right as you're watching it. And so we want people to have that same experience because theaters all across the country are closed. We can't go have these experiences in person right. quite the way we used to. And so to be able to offer as close to an in-person theater experience as we can, we're super excited about that. And the show is just beautiful. So it's going to translate really well on camera. And we're bringing in, you know, we're going to have 10 cameras, several backstage. So there's going to be a pre-show and an intermission show. And you'll be able to see what's happening backstage as we get up ready for the show and get closer to showtime. And we're going to have a lot of fun in between the actual show itself.
Well, we're talking with Katie Miller from Sight and Sound. She is, you know, the infamous, and I would say infamous, corporate communications manager.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so we always love talking to her, as you can tell. Queen Esther, what a great story. But, you know, before we get into it, because I want you to give us a quick synopsis. You touched on it just a little bit, but I want to give you a little bit more time. But what I'm excited to hear is how these different, how the community at large is dealing creatively with what you're giving to them creatively, like what you shared with us anecdotally, how these, you know, small youth groups are coming together and pre-buying, you know, codes so that they can participate, get involved and add a dimension to their Bible study that otherwise they would not have.
Yeah, it's really true. And I mean, I know for us, like, I mean, we keep joking about it. I have three kids at home and, you know, there's all the jokes that are swirling around on social media that parents are just done with trying to moderate screen time at this point in time. Like, we have been stuck in the house for so long without other activities to go do. And I know for me, even just as a mom, it's really hard sometimes to find things that I'm really great with my kids spending a couple of hours sitting and watching yet again because they've been already watching TV and playing video games together all day long.
Right.
And so for this to be something that brings families together, that Christian schools can use to bring their students together, especially if they're not going to be able to be in person at that point in time, for churches, for youth groups, for Bible studies, for women's groups, for moms groups, to be able to have something that brings people together, that inspires, that brings hope in a season where I think we all need some hope.
Yes.
You know, the main part of Queen Esther is be still. Be still and know that He is God.
Amen.
And know that we were created for such a time as this.
And the date that we need to save is what date again?
Yeah, so the true live event is Friday, September 4th at 7 o'clock Eastern time, which I know is a few hours earlier for our friends there in California. But we are also offering some encore show times on Saturday and Sunday. So they will be live streams of the pre-recorded content from Friday night. But if that time doesn't work for you Friday, there are some other options. And you can get all of the information about the main live show time and then the encore events at sight-sound.tv.
Well, we're just so excited about this this new streaming opportunity, and we cannot wait for Queen Esther. We got about a minute left, Katie. Just give everybody a quick synopsis of the Persian Empire, Queen Esther.
Yeah. Well, from a spectacular standpoint, Queen Esther is the largest show Sight and Sound has ever built. It's our largest set pieces, our largest cast, and our most costume pieces. So it is just beautiful and sparkling. But the thing that truly shines bright on stage is Queen Esther's story of faith. Her entire life was turned upside down. She's surrounded by risk and just an entire palace that is in upheaval and chaos through the reign of this king. And in the middle of being torn from her people, she finds the courage and the faith to be still, know that he is God and that she was created for such a time as this.
Well, sight-sound.tv is where you want to go to sign up and be with the rest of us as we watch the premiere on Sight and Sound's new experience of Queen Esther. Katie Miller, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to doing a follow-up after we screen the show, okay?
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I will talk to you again soon.
You got to take care. God bless. All the best to everybody. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give